95.7 Ben FM presents Her Story with Kathy Romano.
Welcome to Her Story. I'm your host, Kathy Romano. You can hear my next guest on our sister station, 93.3 WMMR. She's a weekday afternoon producer, hosts a Sunday show, and now adds a new title to her name. Sarah Parker was recently named WMMR's music director. She's here today to share her very inspirational and encouraging story. Sarah, thanks for coming by.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here with you.
So I say that it's inspirational. What this show is all about is ladies who shape the society we live in. And it doesn't need to be some crazy over-the-top story. Some of my guests are just everyday women who have this encouraging story. And I sort of see that when I hear your story. So you basically took what was a hobby and turned it into a career.
Yeah, that's the very short synopsis of it. I've always been interested in music since I was very, very young, a huge music fan. And then as I got older, went to school, started thinking about what I wanted to do with my life, I gravitated towards the music industry. And the short story of how I came into this and be at WMMR is that when I was at Drexel University here in Philadelphia, I took a Radio 101 class, which was actually taught by your former boss, Jim McGuinn.
Jim McGuinn, yes.
Because you were at Y100 back in the day. And I loved the class. In fact, our final project was to create a radio station with a budget and you schedule the air talent. And I was like, this is so cool. This is statistics and music put together. And it's really neat. So from there, I caught the bug and I started interning with the Preston and Steve show. And I just kept asking for things to do. I started working with the other jocks. Around that time, that was when Facebook pages, like pages for businesses, became popular. So I offered to, hey, let me make your Facebook page for you. And in return, they would teach me how to run the board or how scheduling works and things like that. And I just stuck around, eventually became Jackson's producer, which you mentioned. I'm still his producer in the afternoons on MMR and kept adding all of these things.
You basically gave them no choice but to hire you.
That's right. That's how you got to do it sometimes.
Which is why I say that your story is, it's encouraging. I mean, for young people who want to get into any industry, you're a perfect example of how to do it.
And especially for women in music and in rock and roll in particular, very male dominated. And sometimes it's difficult. But when you love something and you believe in something, you have to remain present, even when it's hard. And it has definitely had its challenges being a woman in this male-dominated industry, but it's so worth it. And it's slowly but surely getting better, too.
It is getting better. When I first started working at WMMR, which was in 2005, we would go to jock meetings, and I was the only female in that meeting.
Yep.
Now, there's so many more people there. It's kind of a breath of fresh air to
yes.
see women in a meeting with all these dudes, these rock and roll dudes.
There's a renaissance happening. And like I said, it certainly hasn't been a walk in the park. Now, I will say that the people that I work with and have worked with on a day-to-day basis here at WMMR are fantastic. But my job requires me to talk to a lot of people outside of this station. And you have some unsavory experiences here and there as a lady in this industry. But like I said, when you remain present and you believe in what you're doing, and when you have an aggressive attitude, then it works for you.
So a few years ago, I did the commencement speech for my college, Westchester University, and my whole theme of what I was telling the students was to be persistent, but not annoying.
Exactly. That's exactly it.
I mean, that's pretty much how I got my first job. And that's what I was telling these kids was you need to be persistent. And like you said, you need to be present. You need to be there, but don't be annoying. Because if you get labeled that annoying person, you're not going to get the job.
It's a difficult balance to strike. I certainly have some memories as an intern being a little overzealous, if you will, as interns sometimes get. So I apologize, Kathy, if while working for you on the Preston and Steve show, I was annoying. But
no, I don't
you get to know the place that you're in and then you get into a flow.
But that's the thing. I don't remember you at all as being annoying.
Oh, thank God.
No, I don't. Because trust me, there are those people. There are some interns where, you know, that's sort of the label that they get. But I don't ever remember that with you. And it's been a long time. When did you intern with the show?
I've been at WMMR for 10 years this summer.
For 10 years. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Like, it kind of seems like it was yesterday. I know it was a while ago, but that's amazing. Did you do any other internships?
No, I just worked for the Preston and Steve show. And then, like I said, even when my internship was up, I just asked to stay on board because he still needed the intern staff. And I started working for Matt Cord. He was in the evenings doing things here and there. Like I said, creating Facebook pages, learning how to run the board. But really, it's been all WMMR, and I know I'm kind of an anomaly, so I'm very very, very lucky to be in the position that I am.
And then you got your job with Jackson, who is on from 3 to 7. You're his producer. Talk a little bit about what you do for him.
I do, gosh, pretty much everything except for, well, even now, being on the air. So Jackson is the host, and then I give him everything he needs to succeed as the host. So prepping him with all the latest and greatest that's been happening, culture stories, rock stories, things like that, helping him come up with cool contests for on the air. And now, in 2019, handling social media is a really, really big deal. I didn't start off doing this, but as Jackson and I sort of developed a rapport, he started bringing me on the air more. And now I have a rock news segment daily at 5:50. We run down 3 different stories every day, and it's sometimes really quick and just straightforward, but sometimes Jackson and I sort of fall into our shenanigans, and he has allowed me to sort of develop my own brand, which is really awesome.
And what's really important, too, when you work with somebody else on the air, the chemistry, the connection that you have with the person that you're working with, because if it's not going to work on air, then that's it. You're done. So the fact that you and Jackson were able to connect like that, and again, you made a job of it.
And even if there are 2 people or more people that are really fantastic at what they do, it's like you said, if the chemistry is not there, it's not going to work. And it's nobody's fault, but Jackson and I are really lucky that we connect very well.
Exactly. So then after a while, you then began sitting in on programming meetings and basically decided you wanted to help program the music that's played on the radio station.
So I started work for the programming department when I saw there was a need for personnel and staff support. I saw that certain things weren't quite getting done and everyone was really stressed out. So I stepped in and said, hey, and with no expectation either, I said, hey, if you need me to handle this or that or book this appearance or whatever it is, on air special features, just let me know, I'm here. And at first they just kind of said, yeah, okay, we'll let you know, but we're really busy. But eventually they caved because they needed the help. So I stepped in and started handling the new music that comes in on MMR, setting the music meeting every week. Myself and our program director and assistant program director get into a room and we have a list of songs. We listen to them. We decide what would be a good fit for our station, what goes in, what goes out of the playlist. And from there, I have expanded my role in programming. So adding yet another thing to the list. I love doing it. I absolutely love doing it. I love working with labels and helping them develop their artists, bringing them on the air, bringing them to a show like yours, the Preston and Steve Show, to perform live, keeping track of sort of what's buzzing online. There's a lot involved, and I'm really glad that I'm able to do it.
Yeah, and you do a great job at it, too. So talk a little bit about, for people who don't know, the program director will program what is played on our radio station. So you're sitting in those programming meetings, listening to the new music, and are you making the decision or you're helping make the decision as to what new music is played?
The 3 of us do together, and we take into account a lot of different things. First and foremost, the artist. If a new song comes in from the Foo Fighters, there's a pretty good chance we're going to play that song because Foo Fighters is one of what we call our core artists. Or say if the Rolling Stones were to drop new music tomorrow, that's most likely going to go on the air pretty quick. But then we have artists that our listeners have never heard of. I love new music, but there are some people out there who like to hear familiar things. So we have to take into account, well, we want to present these new artists, but we don't want to put anything on the air that's, for lack of better phrasing, too scary, too loud, too aggressive. So we sit, and I'm a metalhead, I will admit that, and I love the heavy stuff. Our program director has been doing this for a long time, and he loves all of the classic rock-sounding songs. Our assistant program director loves hits, poppier stuff that's catchy. So the 3 of us together all have very different views on music, and together we figure out how we strike a balance. If you listen to WMMR, you know that it's everything that rocks. That's our slogan. We have a little bit of old, a little bit of new, a little bit of hard rock, a little bit of alternative. So it's all about that balance. And every meeting is different and very interesting.
But I would imagine that that's good, that everybody kind of has their own flavor. And that's what makes the radio station and the music that's played on it.
Oh, definitely. And WMMR has been around for 50 years now. So our listeners trust us to bring them the best in new music.
In this position, I started to see, anyway, at the station, you started to make some good connections. How did you find yourself making those connections in the industry?
That's a really good question. I think that I come from it knowing that we all want the same thing. And by we, I mean the radio station, the artists and their management. And that is to give these artists exposure, give our listeners the best in new music. Of course, it was a little intimidating when I first started dealing with these pretty heavy hitters in the music industry, but they knew that I was their peer And they trusted me to, if I'm, say, the Glorious Sons is a new band that we're playing, and they're on a big show that we have coming up. So we look at this band and we say, well, what can we do to help introduce them to our audience? And we ended up having them perform live on the Preston and Steve show because we knew that that show would be a good fit for them. So there's a level of trust that happens there. And I think that's part of building relationships. You have to have that trust with other people.
I think you and I really connected when we saw Ghost at the MMR.
That was incredible.
So
that was mind-blowing.
The people who are listening right now probably have not heard of Ghost. Do yourself a favor. Just do a quick Google search. Just look at a photo that pops up, and that'll kind of explain it all.
Ghost is incredible, and they're one of the new acts that I am really, really excited about. So they have very flashy performances, big stage setup. The lead singer wears makeup. He has a certain name for himself. All of the backup musicians wear masks. They call themselves the Nameless Ghouls, so they're like the backup band, and they're really exciting. And Tobias Forge, so they're from Sweden. That kind of explains the weirdness of Ghost. He's a very intelligent guy. And
that's the lead singer.
Yes, that's the lead singer. And I spoke to him a couple times before anyone else even at the station even knew who Ghost was. And he blew my mind because when you're looking at the stage show, it looks scary. It looks like sort of an updated Kiss, but the music is very catchy. And the singer gets that. He just wants to write catchy music and have this gimmick that goes along with it. I think it's a brilliant one. And then Tobias Forge also came into the Preston and Steve show, so you got to meet him.
And he was interesting.
Very interesting.
He was really interesting to talk to. Not really what you would expect behind all that makeup and that whole performance.
Right. Yeah.
And some of the Nameless Ghouls are females, right?
Yes. Yes, they are. We don't know who they are, where they came from, that they keep that stuff locked down. That information is a total secret. Everyone knows who Tobias Forge is now, but the fact that they've been able to pull that off too is really impressive.
Where did you get your extensive rock and roll knowledge from? Is it just from being a fan?
Yeah, my parents. Growing up, there was always music playing in the house. My mom loves pop and my dad loves rock. And I remember being really, really little listening to bands on the radio like Guns N' Roses and the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Green Day. And I love those bands still. And I now in the job that I'm in, I've actually had a chance to meet some of them, which is really cool, kind of bringing it full circle.
I really do love the fact that you turned what was a love of music and a hobby into a career. Not only are you the music director for WMMR, you work on Jackson's show, but then you do a Sunday show.
I do. I'm on WMMR live on the air every Sunday, 3 to 7.
And you do a podcast as well?
I do several. I do Jackson's Local Shots with Jackson. That's featuring music from in and around the Philadelphia area. And there is a lot of great music here in the Philadelphia area. And then I also do one called Attack of the Brackets, which I also do with Jackson. And to sum it up, we take a topic and we put it in a 16-seed bracket. And it's not necessarily sports related. It can be any topic. We've done Arnold Schwarzenegger movies and hot sauces and a whole bunch of different things. We put it in this bracket and then we argue each pairing off until we come up with the best thing. The way we say it in one sentence is we take a list of things and put it up against other things until we find the best thing. It's a thing.
That's pretty funny. I like that.
And you can find that on WMMR.com as well.
You're on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter?
I'm on Twitter and Instagram, both the same handle. It's radio_Sarah. No H on Sarah.
And you're a pretty good follow, I will say.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I recently saw your pictures that you took with Celeste, who I know. Sure. She's a pinup photographer, and you did some pinup photos, which is kind of like your look. You have that nice milky skin. You've kind of got the red tint in your hair, and you always wear this beautiful, bold red lipstick. So I thought the photo shoot was like very fitting for you.
I love the retro style. And yeah, Celeste Giuliano is a world-renowned photographer, but she just happens to be based here in Philadelphia, and shooting with her was a dream. So yeah, I'm going to post some more photos on Instagram very soon. Make sure you check them out. And I did a music-themed shoot. I had records all over the place. It was so much fun.
Is she still right up on City Ave?
Yep.
Her studio is a beautiful studio.
There. Oh my gosh, yeah.
I love what they did with it.
And she has such an extensive wardrobe. I was totally geeking out while I was there.
Taking your pictures?
Yes, it was wonderful.
All right. Well, Sarah, thank you so much for coming by and telling us your story.
Thanks for having me.
Basically, if you put on WMMR and it's not in the morning when we're on, you're going to hear Sarah at some point.
That's accurate.
Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm Kathy Romano. Have a great rest of your Sunday.
This has been Her Story with Kathy Romano. Her Story is produced by WBEN-FM in Philadelphia and airs weekly or on demand on your mobile device. Listen or subscribe at 957benfm.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.